Good morning, 8:10 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Thursday edition of the program. And now we are joined by a very special guest. We have here with us Ashley Baller, and good to have you on here, Ashley.
Thank you so much. Excited to be with you.
Yeah, so we are here with Ashley because we're going to talk about the really cool topic of pro fantasy rodeo. And I mean, I don't know, Ashley, I've confessed my ignorance. I actually had no idea this was a thing until just a couple of weeks ago when we kind of started talking about it here at the office. And I mean, that is just so cool. So, you know, obviously a lot of our listeners here in the region are very familiar with rodeo. Of course, Coffeyville, we hold a really big rodeo every fall. And of course, we've got like some minor events throughout the year. But can you tell us just a little bit about, you know, what is pro fantasy rodeo?
I would love to share more. So pro fantasy rodeo just celebrated its 20th anniversary, and it's a way for people from all walks of life to be involved with rodeo. So it's similar to fantasy football, which you might think, but actually a lot easier to play. And as a rodeo fan, I might be a little bit biased, but I think it's a lot more fun. So it's an online game where you can go on there and pick your favorite contestants who you think are going to win. And if you pick all the winners, then you can win major prizes. We've got major cash and prize payouts. And we've actually got two fantasy games running right now that people can play and get involved and pick their favorite riders who they think are going to win. And they might end up winning some cash themselves.
Oh, that is so cool. And I mean, we've got, you know, even some, you know, rodeo stars that have ended up, you know, being from Coffeyville. And I mean, it's just so fun to be able to follow along with them, say at the NFR, that sort of thing. But, you know, this is another level, it sounds like, that people could really interact and just enjoy, you know, rodeo just the way it's meant to be and, you know, just kind of keep that going. So what are the two fantasy games that people can play right now and what can they win?
Yes, exactly. And that's what we love about Pro Fantasy Rodeo, because while the athletes are cashing out inside the arena, you can be doing the same from home. So you can root on your cowboys and cowgirls, you can get some skin in the game, and it's a lot more fun to cheer when you have something to root for. So our game started with the National Finals Rodeo every year in Las Vegas, which is like the Super Bowl of rodeo. But what we're actually getting ready to celebrate right now is the American Western Weekend. So that hosts the American Rodeo in a brand new event called the American Performance Horseman. So to add an extra layer of fun to it, we are offering the American Rodeo Fantasy Game and the American Performance Horseman Fantasy Game. And these are both located at profantasyrodeo.com, and it's super easy. So for the American Rodeo Game, there's 8 events in rodeo. If you split up your team ropers, so in team roping, you've got a header and a heeler, and it's the only partner event in rodeo. But all that to say, all you do is you pick one rider in each event, and that's your team. And you have a salary cap, of course, but that's the same thing for the American Performance Horseman as well. So you just go on there. There's 3 events in that for the American Performance Horseman. There's cutting, there's reining, there's working cow horse. You actually only have to pick 3 riders in that instance. And here's the incentive that makes me the most excited. For the American Rodeo, you can win a truck and trailer, brand new Ram 3500 with a Boomer trainer trailer, which cowboys love it. We just saw recently that PRCA steer wrestler and NFR qualifier Will Loomis had been cruising around with his Boomer trainer trailer, and he loves it. So we're thrilled that our fantasy players can win one of those as well. And in addition to that, we have over 250,000 combined payouts that people can win. So you can enter American Rodeo for only $59.95 and be entered for thousands of dollars in prizes.
Well, that is great. I mean, what a cool opportunity, and, you know, not very much to get a little bit of skin in the game. So, and I mean, heck, the grand prize, like you said, that Ram 3500 with that trailer. I mean, that is just an awesome prize. That's some real stuff. You know, I know we call it fantasy, but hey, it actually ends up, it can turn into some real prizes. So, and then what about the American Performance Horseman Fantasy? Any kind of differences as far as that one goes?
Yeah, totally. So what I like about that one is it's actually a little bit cheaper to play. So that one is $29.95. That's the variation there at profantasyrodeo.com. But what's great about this one is that the first place spots we pay 20 spots, it's $20,000. So I don't know about you, but I can think of a lot of things that I would do for $20,000, and but with less than $30 for an entry fee, that is just a no-brainer. So what's interesting is that we've had a lot of winners in the past that know a lot about rodeo or performance horseman fantasy, and they get in there and they strategize, but some people take a wild guess and they win. We have somebody guess completely on their team last year and win $10,000, which is a total shock to me, but that's what's fun about it. I mean, these events are unpredictable at the end of the day, and so even if you know just a little bit about performance horse events or a little bit about rodeo, you can still get involved and take a shot at winning a couple hundred or maybe even a few thousand dollars.
Well, that is super fun. You know, what a great opportunity here to be able to play with that. And, you know, in addition, you know, for some of the folks here who maybe are not familiar with this process, obviously you go to the website. I'm sure that kind of walks you through it. But can you tell us just a little bit, you know, what people need to do if they want to kind of get started with this?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I would recommend, or this is what you should do, you should go to profantasyrodeo.com and you go to games, and then you select your game. So you'll select if you want to play the rodeo game or the performance horseman game. So let's start with rodeo. So you'll go and you'll actually pick a name for your team first. People have a lot of fun picking their names because bragging rights come into play. So they'll make sure they let their friends know who their team is, and especially if they're really making their way up the ranks. So you pick a name for your team, and then your first step is to pick one cowboy or cowgirl in each event, so just 8 people. And then after that, we have our first set of tiebreakers. And what that is, it's really easy. So then you pick 5 riders from any of the events, any of the riders. So you could pick 2 steer wrestlers if you want, or you could pick 3 barrel racers if you wanted, just who you have the most feeling about who you think is going to make the most money. And then you just estimate how much you think your team is going to win altogether. So the name of the game at the American Rodeo is that we have $1 million that one cowboy or one cowgirl can win. So a pro tip is that when you're estimating your team's winnings at the end, it should be just a little bit over $1 million. So 3 easy steps. You pick 1 rider in each event, then you pick 5 riders of all events, totally up to you. Like I said, you can even have 3 barrel races if you want, and then you set an estimate. So a little bit over $1 million would be a good way to go.
Hey, that is great. Super fun to be able to play with that. And of course, you know, we do have those deadlines coming up. So, you know, people definitely want to get in on this because March 8th and March 9th is going to be the entries be opening and closing then. So, you know, people want to head on over to the website and check that out and just learn a little bit more about it. And again, you know, just for a few bucks here, you can participate. And, you know, you can't win if you don't play.
Exactly. And something else that I just remembered that I must mention is that we also award buckles. So you can get a league together. Let's say you've got 10 friends who are always betting on rodeo. You can get your friends together and compete for buckles. So we award a variety of different buckles because we've got to keep staying among the cowboy ways. So money, buckles, you can play leagues. You can opt in to various different prize challenges, which are like kind of side pots where you're competing with less people for a major prize. And that's what's fun about it, is that there's more than one way to win. And that's what's exciting there at profantasyrodeo.com. And yes, the entries close March 8th and 9th. So just a little over a week away.
Yeah, that's a good reminder there. We're talking with Ashley Baller of Pro Fantasy Rodeo. And that's another good reminder. I appreciate you mentioning that on the buckles, because I was going to kind of ask you, you know, a lot of times, you know, offices and that sort of thing will kind of get together with the world of fantasy football. So it sounds like there are still some, you know, opportunities for you to be a little competitive among maybe your coworkers or, you know, a close group of friends, that sort of thing.
Oh, exactly. 100%. And that's my favorite part about it, is the way that you can compete on a daily basis, you know, with your friends around you and say, okay, how are you doing? This is how my team's doing. And it's just a ton of fun. And let me tell you what, those buckles are gorgeous. I wish I could compete for one myself because they are stunning. And again, it's cheaper than an entry fee that you'll ever pay at a real life rodeo. So it's a way to get involved, get some skin in the game, and maybe walk away with a shiny new buckle or a Ram truck and trailer.
Hey, yeah, no, that would be very good. So I know you mentioned a few little stories here briefly, but do you have any other winter stories you want to share with us this morning?
Yeah, I would love to. So last year was actually our inaugural year for both of these American Games, and my favorite story actually is Lorraine Reed. She won our American Performance Horseman game last year, and you know, so she won that $20,000, a brand new shiny buckle. But her story was just so inspiring. When she saw that she won, she had to lay down and catch her breath. She really thought she was hyperventilating because she didn't know if it was actually true or not. And her team's name was The Mechanic, and she named it after her late husband who had passed away. And it was something that was really special for her because it was like she was in a dreamland. You know, she could almost go through that with each other because of the special recognition in the name of her team. And as she mentioned, you know, you can't win if you don't play, and you've got to get your foot out in the arena, even the fantasy arena. So she had a lot of fun with that, and she just loved how it's a unique way to get involved with that area of the sport because it's the first and only fantasy game right now for the performance horseman realm. So we love Lorraine Reed. She actually won one of our VIP prize challenges as well. So she'll be headed to the American Performance Horseman Fantasy here on March 8th because of it being one of the prizes that she won through playing fantasy. So like I said, those prize challenges are something that are definitely worth opting into because if you have the highest winning team, you might win $20,000 plus a few prize challenges, which is always good to have a cherry on top.
Hey, that is fantastic, Ashley. So as we kind of wrap up here today, anything else that you would like to share with our listeners about the world of Pro Fantasy Rodeo?
I would just like listeners to give it a shot. It's one of those things where you think of fantasy sports and it sounds intimidating. You know, you're like, how many do I have to know stats? Do I have to know a certain strategy? And you really don't. And it's something fun to where you don't have to have a huge historical base in rodeo. You don't have to have a ton of knowledge. You just have to get in there and play. And it's so easy. It's so fun. And I am, you know, I never really grew up much as a game person, but this is such an easy game that even I can do it. So I just want to make sure people know how easy it is, how comfortable they should be playing. And it's just worth it to give it a shot because rodeo is America's sport, and it's our toughest sport. So you might as well get involved, get your friends together, get a league together, and have some fun with it.
Hey, that is so great. And I know that we're going to have you on here a few more times before we actually have this March 8th and 9th deadline coming up. So we'll remind folks here in the future. But can you give us that website one more time and so the listeners can go over and check it out?
Of course. So profantasyrodeo.com. You can find it on any online web browser. You can do it from your phone, laptop, tablet, super easy. And you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. So we'll be educating our players there about the different riders and the different ways to play and any type of tips and tricks. So profantasyrodeo.com. Get entered for over $250,000 in payout, and entries close March 8th and 9th.
Okay, well, Ashley, thank you so much for joining us here on the program, and I look forward to chatting again here real soon.
Awesome. Thank you, James. We'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you so much. That is Ashley Baller with Pro Fantasy Rodeo, and we look forward to talking with her, like I said, again real soon. We do have more coming up as we continue the morning show. Keep it here.